Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. While the weather's nice, or while it's a rainy day, why not dig in your basement, your attic, or your garage and collect things, because the city of McLeansboro is holding a citywide cleanup. I'm sure you have stuff that needs gotten rid of. It will be held at 312 West Marketplace, which is the light plant, on May 28th through May 31st. On Wednesday through Friday, it will be from 7:45 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. On Saturday, from 7:45 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you need assistance getting items to the light plant, we have a couple of churches that have volunteered to help. What you will need to do is call City Hall and ask to be put on the pickup list. We will need names, address, phone numbers, and what assistance you need. They will help us get carried this to the light plant so you don't have to. Mark your calendars for the livestock dates at the Hamilton County Fair. The 4-H portion will kick off the fair on June 5th with the Poultry and Rabbit Show at 9 a.m., the Small Pet Dogs and Cats Show at 1 p.m., weigh-in from 4 to 6, and Farm Follies following weigh-in. Then bright and early on June 6th, the Livestock Show will start at 7 a.m. with the Hospitality Tent at 1 p.m., awards presentation at 1:30, and the 4-H Livestock Auction at 2. Make plans to come and help support the 4-H members in the community. Then on June 9th, the Hamilton County 4-H Foundation will hold their annual pork chop dinner fundraiser. It is open to the public. We'll have smoked pork chops, sandwiches, a potato side, a vegetable side, and a dessert. It will be serving from 4 until 7 p.m., drive-through only, on Monday, June 9th, at the fairgrounds. Remember, this is a drive-through only event. You don't even have to get out of your car. Pull up to the 4-H food stand at 805 West Randolph Street in McLeansboro. Tickets in advance are $12 apiece, and they're $13 at the door. Tickets may be purchased from any 4-H member or at the University of Illinois Extension Office in the Hamilton County Courthouse Basement, or call 618-643-3416. The pork chops will be prepared by Sweet Abilene Barbecue, which makes wonderful pork chops. Some other things that will be going on that week then, that morning, there will be the general projects for all 4-H members will be shown in Hamilton County, beginning at 9 o'clock in the Floral Hall. Then later that evening, on Tuesday evening, there will be four-wheeler races, and that will be the beginning of Armband Night. Then there will be different activities each night of the fair. So if you haven't been there in a while, we've got a brand-new fair board, and they're making lots of changes and trying to make the fair the best it can possibly be. So plan on coming again this year. On Saturday, June 9th, it'll be the Demo Derby. On Sunday, June 8th, it'll be a family event. Then on Tuesday, the carnival rides begin and four-wheeler races. The famous pig pinning will be Wednesday, June 11th. The rodeo will be June 12th, tractor pull June 13th, and the mud bog June 14th. What a lineup for a great week. Mark your calendars and plan to attend. Some other things that are happening is we're just about ready to kick off the garden classes in Hamilton County. Classes will begin on May 29th with cooking in the courthouse basement. The following Tuesday, the first gardening class will be held at the gift garden. We plan to meet every Tuesday at the gift garden and every Thursday in the courthouse basement. Classes will end with exhibit day scheduled for July 31st in the courthouse basement. This is open for all youth ages 5 to 12 that can attend the class, and if you're older than 12, you can be a helper. This is a great opportunity for teen leaders to gain leadership skills, especially if they're interested in going in some type of child care career. We have great opportunities for teen teachers, or if your kids need to come out, get away from the TV, and spend some time enjoying the great outdoors or learning how to cook, sign them up by calling the local extension office. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.